Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. I'm Dan. I've got a good one for you today because here in California, you've got delivery drivers that are now traveling with armed guards, which is insane. Just goes to show you how dangerous life is for all of us right now. And please comment on the video. Please like, please subscribe. And today we have a sponsor, Private Internet Access, which I will talk about in a little bit. But let's get right into it. You know, this world is completely upside down. And in the San Francisco Bay Area, Oakland, the Bay, Alameda County, that whole area right now is absolutely a war zone. You've got areas like San Francisco that have been completely destroyed. The romance of that city has been lost by crime and by it being a junkie haven, okay? So don't ever go there. Stay away from it. Businesses are fleeing. The area is absolutely awful right now, okay? And all the pictures everybody sends me, I have not been there in years and I will not go back anytime soon. Oakland has such a problem with crime. You've heard all the stories, all the Targets, the Walgreens, the In-N-Out hamburger, everybody that's leaving, including the Oakland A's, who can't get a crowd to save their lives, regardless of if they win or not. It makes zero difference. So with that being said, you've got a company called Core-Mart. Core-Mart is a delivery company that says, forget it. Drivers are hiring, you know, armed guards to travel with them. And there is no nonsense, no messing around. Now, again, guys, who's paying for this? We are. You get anything shipped from a company like Core-Mart, and you're going to pay more for it to have a second person sit there who's strapped, okay? It's that simple. Now, this was about 25 years ago, guys, and I was sitting at a Tommy's Burger, and I will never forget, just eating with a buddy who was in the entertainment industry, and we look up, and the armored car showed up. Didn't think anything about it, seen that 1,000 times. But these guys get out of the car to pick up the daily receipts from the Tommy Burgers and had two cannons holding at the side. And I'm like, wow, I've never seen that. Well, we were in Glendale, California, and wasn't particularly dangerous. But man, oh man, these guys were not going to mess around. And I thought about that as I was reading this story because I started talking to other delivery drivers. And what do? Every single one of them does something for security now. Now, some people, have, pepper spray and other different types of devices that can protect them. But, this is getting out of hand. Baseball bats, chains, things like that inside their cars just so they can stay safe. This is California. Now, Governor Newsom, I don't understand why he's traveling around the country right now if he's not running for president and not running this state that's being ran into the ground. Once again, when this man decides that he's going to run for president, you're going to have, millions of people that are going to talk about how bad the state has been turned upside down by letting people steal up to $950, by letting people rob delivery trucks and not facing consequences to where it's the felony of, of all felonies. And these people just, they don't care. But nobody wants to go to work because you have to have a job. You've got to eat, pay your bills, pay your rent, pay the light bill, you've got to go out and you've got to get security to protect yourself. That is insane right now. Now, there's a lot more to cover under this, but one other thing I wanted to talk about was from, a computer site, I had a story sent to me that was talking about all the hackings. On 4th of July, there was a huge computer hack that was uploaded, and it was under the guise of USA 2024, it's all good news type of thing. And the person that uploaded it was Obama. I laughed at this. Obamacare was the name of the account. Well, Obamacare had, are you listening, almost 10 billion passwords out there for your email accounts and your social media accounts and things like that that were accumulated by the bad guys over the years. 9,987,000 to be exact. And guys, you have to protect yourself. You have to understand that the bad guys are out there and they are doing everything they can right now to get your data. You've got to change your passwords on a regular basis. And read the article below because it talked about this stuff. Change your passwords on a regular basis. Get two forms of identification where they do the safety check when you log in, and it, you know, asks you for, you know, a second ID or send you a text message, things like that, because that makes it more difficult for the bad guys to get it. And you know, don't be stagnant. Don't share your passcodes with anybody. Don't just use it on another computer and things like that, and get a VPN. So I'm telling you guys, you haven't seen anything yet with this when it comes to crime and with everything that's going on right now. But what are you doing to protect yourself right now? Seriously. To be proficient at anything, whether you want to hit a golf ball very far or straight, you need to practice. You need to practice your security. And I have a buddy of mine, Dave, who is someone that's taken me out. We're going to go out again and again and again. And we're going to make sure that we have our security method planned, because it's getting worse, guys. It's not getting any better. Correct me if I'm wrong, but if you are a delivery driver and you've had to pay for extra security to protect yourself just so you can go to work during the day, let us know, man. We would love to hear this, because people, it's getting worse, and there's more to share about this too. Let's talk about our sponsor, Private Internet Access. Private Internet Access is a VPN. It's a virtual private network. And what it does, it makes it so that any device that you have, whether it be your cell phone or your home computer, and any website that you go to, you are thoroughly protected from the bad guys, from anybody seeing what you're doing. This includes, you know, the government. It includes the prying eyes for litigation. It is so important to have this, but it also gives you the ability to change your location with the click of one button. There is no hardware to install. It is simply one button to use this. I have had this for almost 2 years now, and I just want to show you how simple this is. Private Internet Access, here's my cell phone. Press one button. When it turns green, I'm protected. I can go to any website I want to, and I know that the bad guys can't see me. Now, what this does is it gives you a level of encryption from your device to any website that you go to, your bank, your pension, your brokerage account, anything. Plus, it hides your internet search history. So, do you want to share your search history with all of us? Of course not. None of us want to do that. Now, here's the other thing. You need to make sure that you are safe. With all the hacking news, with all the news about, passwords being compromised, you need to protect yourself. Do it today. Look at Private Internet Access. They gave us 83% off the regular price, and it is pennies a day to get this product. So many of you have purchased this, and I'm telling you, this is the number one thing that you should buy. It was the iAllegedly product of the year for 2 years, 2022 and 2023, for very good reason. Go get it now. Don't delay. Do it while they still have this tremendous discount. Every device in your house is covered in your household. So your laptops, your computers, your home computers, your iPad, tablets, cell phone, everything is covered. There is no hardware to install, and it will give you the security. Plus, if you are a sports fan, like for example, I'm going to the Angels game this week and they're playing Texas, you can click one button and have a VPN switch to Texas to where you can watch local baseball. The cool things like that. Check it out today. Save 83%. Private Internet Access, absolutely amazing. Use the link below and save big. Now, there's more to talk about when it comes to the security issues, and you need to take this seriously because it's just getting worse. One thing that's happening here in Los Angeles is you're having people dress up like they are utility workers. Hey, we need to talk to you. We need to work on the line. And what you do is you open the door and you're like, oh, okay, what can I do for you? And when you open the door, the first guy comes in and they strong arm rob you. So be very careful when you let anybody inside your house. Once again, if you're not expecting somebody or they didn't give you prior notice, don't let them in. A friend of mine lives in Las Vegas, and she had utility workers show up, and she says, what do I do? Don't let them in. They send you a notice? No, they didn't. So protect yourself. Be ready for this, because there's another story below about Denver, where people are acting like they are different workers for the city, and they're knocking on doors and they're taking over children. Hey, your mom's not home, so let us rob the house. So don't let anybody in. Be safe. Be safe. You'd rather turn them away. You'd rather have them leave a note in the door. Because let's put it this way. If it's a power company and it's legit, they're going to leave a notice on the door. Or they're going to call you. They're going to do something that's going to make it real. Okay? They're just not going to show up and say, oh, there's an emergency. We need to come in your house. They don't need to do that. They need to schedule that anytime. So don't let them in. If you're not sure, the answer is no. Be safe when it comes to this stuff. The FBI is issuing a warning right now when it comes to filing your taxes. Well, this is unbelievable, where people that may owe tax money, they're saying, hey, you can get a tax credit if you buy different codes for things like carbon tax and energy tax and things like that. Well, that's for people that own property and people that have different investments. The problem with this is that they're charging people and putting it on their credit cards now. Wow, you just saved yourself $12,000 by giving us $248. The problem with this is that then they don't pay their taxes and they say, oh, I don't have to pay $8,000. I get to deduct it off my taxes. No, you don't. Not only are you getting charged for the late fee for the taxes, you're getting charged for the, you know, the tax credit that you were never supposed to get. They're charging people for that, and they're charging them interest, which the IRS interest is outrageous. So read the story below and check this out. But if you are not sure, be safe. And like we've talked about so many times, get solid advice. Get solid advice. Now, I get a kick out of this thing every time I talk about EV cars, and you EV car lovers, you know, you guys are great, okay? You really are. You sit there and you tell me, you know, I had one guy who was an engineer out of Florida told me it was the greatest car in the world. And I wish he gave me the okay to share it, because I would have shared his laundry list of why it was the greatest car in the world. This guy drives a couple hundred miles a week. So that's it. He doesn't travel to Vegas, doesn't do anything like that. And again, anybody that's out there right now that has traveled over the course of the week, and you can say heat doesn't affect it. It does affect it. It affects the charging stations. The charging stations, I'm telling you, they're going to be a playground for robbery. When you have over 40 people in line at a Tesla charging station right now, in the desert right now, and they're all, what, upper middle class, if not richer, they're going to be, you know, going to be targets, guys. That's simple. But this guy was trying to tell me how I just don't understand, you know, this mentality. Now, think about this. I have a friend of mine who said, listen, we could really use you in Salt Lake City this week. And if you can't get a flight that you're happy with, just drive out and we'll take care of your hotel room and everything like that. Well, once again, I could gas up the old Prius and go and make it an inexpensive trip. You can't do that trip in a car without stopping multiple times more than you would in a gasoline-powered car. Porsche just made this announcement that they have a brand new car coming out. You guys have seen the Porsches. They're beautiful. They sound so nice. They just got that purr of just a high-end performance engine. Well, don't get too excited, because the new one's EV. It's an electric Porsche. So it's going to sound like a go-kart or a slot kart. And zzzz. Oh my gosh. Wow, that's sexy. No, it's not, guys. It's not. All these energy deals and everything you guys have are expiring. Enjoy the car. Again, if you want to drive a Ferrari, go drive a Ferrari. You want to drive a Mustang, you know, go buy a Mustang. Go buy any car you want. But don't sit there and say, oh my God, everybody's got to have this. Because that's lunacy, guys. Because Jim Farley, here's a great one for you. Jim Farley, the CEO of Ford, just announced, and this story's below, hey, you know, we're never going to get these batteries to be affordable. That was his line, not my line, his line. Again, this is something that's incredibly expensive, guys. It's that simple, okay? So when you've got something that's incredibly expensive, Where does it end? Seriously. So, the geese, Canadian goose, Canadian geese, a ga, what do you guys call? Two geese, gander, anyways. I'm sure you guys will correct me, you love doing that. But anyways, the whole thing with the EV car thing, it's not ready yet for prime time. When the CEO of Ford sits there and just says, we're never gonna get these prices down to where they're reasonable. Okay, well, thanks for your honesty. Now that you've been shoving them down everybody's throat, including the employees that work at Ford, think about this. They're making the Ford manager say, hey, you need to go rent an EV car so you can tell everybody how it is. Lease it, by the way, so you can tell everybody how great it is. Pass, you lease it for me. Give me a dealer car. You know, it's ridiculous right now, guys. So once again, they're not for everybody. You may love these cars, that's great. I'm so proud of you, I'm so happy for you, but it's not. And when you have all these solar companies going out of business right now and all the problems that you've had over the course of the last 2 years with almost 40 solar companies, major solar companies going out of business, it's only going to get worse. You're going to see more activity like this than you've seen in a very long time, you know? You guys are excited, you know? You guys wanna have a, you know, go have your, a wind, let's go get a wind farm in our backyard, cash that government check. Come on, guys. It's getting ridiculous right now, okay? Not everything is that simple. Remember that. So, correct me if I'm wrong, guys. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm gonna finish this video with these last few stories. And the first one, was sent to me, and I got a kick out of this because someone tried to take their Cybertruck and drive it through a lake because Elon Musk had said eventually that you're going to be able to have this thing in boat mode. And the Tesla Cybertruck didn't do well driving through water, okay? Through a lake, just didn't do well. One thing that I grew up in was late 70s, early 80s public school. And one thing we had was metal shop, wood shop, things like that, that you kids today are missing out on. And here's the thing. My late girlfriend was a professional musician and they grew up with band, you know, the band practice and learning all this stuff. And it was very sad when Sam Ash, which is a music store, sold musical instruments, went out of business and they filed bankruptcy in May. Well, they just got sold and got acquired by another company to keep them open for $15.2 million by Gonder, which is a Mexican company. And they're gonna keep the stores open and hopefully they will thrive. But guys, I want you to think about this. I learned how to use a lathe. I learned how to use a drill press, power tools, everything there in junior high over my family's construction company. That then I could go work with my family because I learned all this stuff on site. I mean, I went took metal shop in ninth grade, guys, to where we were mixing molten metal. How nobody ever burnt their hand off or had a severe, you know, damage is crazy, but I'm sure it's happened. But I learned so much from that stuff that the kids today never get. They don't get the discipline of having that shop teacher who was insane, both of them, all of them, were nuts, yelling at us the way that they did. So, you know, let me know what you guys think about that. You know, they're talking about a massive housing bubble in the South, Tennessee, Atlanta, Florida, Texas, how there's over 3,000 houses for sale right now that are not gonna get picked up. But don't worry, there's no housing bubble, there's a housing shortage right now. I am telling you, when do you sit down and say, gosh, you know, we've heard enough. I had somebody write me today and say, you know, Dan, all you've been talking about is the real estate bubble right now and how bad it is. I am telling you this right now, guys. Do yourself a favor. If you want your enemies to suffer, have them buy a home right now. If you want someone that you don't care about to suffer over the course of the next 10 years, have them purchase a home right now because that's what it's gonna be. Final story is good old Sam's Club. They just slid something under the radar. When you used to be able to buy things via Sam's Club, had free shipping on everything. Now you gotta buy $50 worth of stuff or it's $8 flat fee shipping on everything, which is making people furious right now. So are you a Sam's Club member? Did you know that you have to pay for shipping now? It's terrible. It's terrible. So like, subscribe, take a look at private internet access, guys. I'm telling you, use that link below and get that today. It's so many of you have purchased it, and it is the best thing I have. And I use it every single day. It's so amazing. Okay? Onward and upward, guys. I will see you soon. You want to get a hold of me and send me any stories? Hello@iallegedly.com. I'll see you very soon.